In Hancock County, Mississippi, as in other coastal areas hit by Hurricane Katrina, many are in dire need, and that has brought together people who couldn't be farther apart when it comes to culture and politics. NPR's Kathleen Schalk visited the town of Waveland and brought back this report.
The new Waveland Cafe sits in the parking lot of what used to be a strip mall off Highway 90. Tents cluster there almost like the circus has come to town. Relief workers have come from all over, but the ones who run the new Waveland Cafe are a little different.
Hippies? They're hippies.
Yeah, ain't it neat? They are so cute.
Gerald Crotwell of Bay St. Louis and Sally Smith of Waveland aren't used to seeing them up close.
My kids will be looking and everything, and I'm just like, well, baby, that's just the way they do. They're from California over there, and they're out here helping the public. They say, yes, ma'am.
The hippies have been helping the public by providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day since about a week after the storm. A man who calls himself Flower emerges from a tent shaped like a geodesic dome. He's wearing a shiny silver shirt and has sand-colored dreadlocks. At first, he says, local officials were skeptical about their lack of permits and so on, but they relented.
Well, we're not selling food. We're sharing our food with people, and it's a whole different thing. Anybody can sit down and have a picnic, and that's all we're doing. We're sharing our food with the public.
And they're good at it. Beneath a tarp, a cluster of kids in scarves and crocheted caps chop vegetables. A mountain of onions grows at one end of the table. At the other, a woman from Seattle named Kiki Sherrard assembles a gargantuan salad.
Time to turn into hyperspeed. Hyperchop right now.
10 to 5. When do the people show up?
5:30.
Aaron Funk, who's from California, says he and the others knew they could do this because they'd done it all before, at annual gatherings called Rainbow Festivals, where thousands spend days at a time deep in national forests, celebrating and praying for peace.
We feed 20 to 30,000 people at these festivals in remote locations, run our own water, haul our own food, everything. We build kitchens out of downed wood and whatnot. So we knew that we can go to a location where there's nothing, no amenities, and make food.
In fact, in some ways, Funk says, working here is a luxury. Tractor trailers of donated food can just pull into the parking lot. Soon, it's supper time. Plump women in T-shirts and men and boys in baseball caps wait online and sit down with platefuls of chicken, greens, black-eyed peas, and yams. Lonnie Dominique says he's been eating all his meals here for months.
My house is not livable. It's got 3 trees in it, and, you know, I have no vehicle. Other than that, I would be like a homeless person walking on the street looking for my next meal in a garbage can.
Clovis Seaman of Wisconsin says he's glad he could make a difference. He arrived here just days after the storm, driving a bus painted like a tiger full of organic vegetables. Some of the locals were not thrilled.
They came in, and on purpose, they're really talking a lot of extremism, politics, just kind of to see if they could ruffle our feathers.
Seaman and the others stayed. One of the men who'd taunted them, a Vietnam veteran, kept coming back to eat. He finally walked over to Seaman.
And he told me that if his medals hadn't been washed away, he would bring them all here and hand them out. He had had such a change of heart, and it's quite sad that it takes a disaster to bring people together and really have them open up to one another like that.
Nowadays, they watch Monday Night Football together under this tent and crank up the Texas Swing over the generator-powered PA system during meals. This will all end soon. After Thanksgiving, the new Waveland Cafe and other relief operations in the parking lot will shut down. But this place will have changed. If nothing else, the Rainbow People say, kids with dreadlocks who need to hitchhike in Hancock County will definitely get rides. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.